Vectis Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
And we have a special guest.
We have. We've got a guest who's going to talk tech to us now.
He is.
We've got Andrew Norbrook from White Computers. Good afternoon, Andrew.
Good afternoon.
Now, we've got you in here because you're a boffin, and it's you're going to talk to us.
Boffin?
Yeah.
That's rude.
That's a very old-fashioned word, isn't it, boffin?
I've not heard that for a while.
No. Well, I'm quite an old bloke. Anyway, we've been regaled by the Microsoft Corporation quite recently, and if you've done any updates, it'll tell you your computer is ready for Windows 11. What's it all about?
Sure. So, as I'm sure you know, all PCs, so not Apple Macs, come with Windows, which is how your system works. And we've had Windows 10 for quite a while now, and we were told Windows 10 would be the last and final version of Windows. But Microsoft didn't quite tell us the full story, and they jumped Windows 11 on us, which came out last month.
Right. Mm. Can we go back to XP, please?
No, that's a long time ago and not very secure. And having the newest, latest thing in IT and technology is a nice thing to have. And there are some good new features in Windows 11. But our general sort of advice at the moment is, if you see that button come up to say, do you wish to update? Not yet is our recommended response. It's still quite new and we don't know how well it's going to work with everything, particularly on business and work computers. We don't know if it's going to work with all the specialist things you do in your job on the PC.
Yeah.
And I can tell you sort of about the good things there are and sort of some of the catches. But for now, our general advice is hold off and perhaps wait until the new year.
So is this a full release version, or have they dropped a beta version on us or something?
It is a full release, so it's been out for testing for a couple of months prior to the main release. But yeah, it came out last month for full release. So most new PCs, if you buy one today, will either come with Windows 11 or the option to update. So anything that you buy now will have a free upgrade to Windows 11. And it is possible to upgrade some existing machines, but there are a few catches as well.
Okay, and does it look much the same as Windows 10?
It's kind of similar. There are a few different visual improvements. So one of the main things is the start button, which we're used to being in the bottom left-hand corner. It's been there for years and years. They've moved it to the middle of the screen. So it's at the bottom in the middle, which is a bit confusing for some people. I'm not really sure what the thinking is behind that. But there is a setting to move it back if that gets particularly upsetting for you. There are a few sort of things under the hood that make it a bit better. There's a new app store, a bit like app stores on your phone. You're used to going into certain places and installing software, so that's a lot better now, rather than sort of having to go to a web page and download what you need. It's more secure under the hood, but overall we don't think it's a massive difference. Windows 10 is supported until 2024 or 2025, so there's sort of 4 or 5 years left on that yet. Right. So there's no real urgency or need to do the upgrade if you do get offered it. And if it's something that you use particularly for work, we say stick with what you've got that you know and it works well. But if it's something for home, then perhaps give it a go.
It always amuses me when they say we've done these improvements, and you think, it doesn't work so well. It's not an improvement.
Well, one thing people will be happy about is updates are much smaller and quicker now. So everyone, I think, has a big sigh when it says your computer's ready to install an update. People don't like them. They take too long and they turn us off.
It's one of 24.
Yes.
If you look at the screen in front of you, you'll see that it's actually due one.
Yes, I can see the icon ready to install.
I'm going
to
do that in a minute.
Yeah.
So instead of delivering great chunks of updates, they're just delivering smaller packages.
Yes, so updates are 40% smaller now, so that means they'll install quicker, they'll download quicker. And in terms of major updates, with Windows 10, there's been a major update twice a year, which adds sort of new features or changes things around. And Windows 11, it's just once a year. So I think people will be a little bit happier that less things will change.
Yeah, because sometimes I notice with Windows 10, it does a major update and you think, hang on a minute, where's that gone? And something's disappeared that used to be there. And then you have to try and find it again. And the usual method is to Google, where has this gone? And someone will know.
Yes, and people often phone us to ask us that question as well. So we've got to keep on top of things. But yes, we've done some testing with Windows 11 as well. And as I say, if you buy a new PC, it will normally come with it, although you can still get a lot of business ones with Windows 10.
So the main danger is, not that it won't work, but that your particular bit of software, which may not be from Microsoft, it may be from another vendor, may not be compatible with Windows 11 yet.
That's right, yeah. So because of the changes under the hood, we just don't know yet. So all of the Microsoft stuff like Word, Excel will work fine, and obviously the internet will work fine on it. But certain specialist programs you might use, so particularly in business, again, accounts or finance software you use, and obviously here in the radio station, you've got lots of specialist kit as well that we don't yet know if it works on Windows 11. So it's best to wait until the people you get that software from say, yes, it's good to go. Let them test it, or let other people test it for you if it's really important.
Very sensible.
And then, you know, perhaps in a few months' time, review that and install it then.
So does it cost anything, or is it just an update?
No, so it's a completely free upgrade for existing computers. As I say, there are a few catches, which are your PC can't be particularly old. So it only works on processors that are perhaps sort of 3 or 4 years old. And you also require... Then. Yeah, you've got a quite recent one. And you also require a special chip inside called a TPM chip. And without getting too technical, it is something that's physically in your computer that helps it stay secure. And you must have one of those, because Windows 11, a big focus is on security.
So how would you know if you've got one or not?
So you're probably already seeing when you do updates now in Windows 10, you might have something there saying about Windows 11. So it might say it's ready for you, or check here to see if you can get it. So you either get a message that says you can definitely run Windows 11, or there might be a button you can click on and it will basically do a few checks and tell you.
So you haven't got to take your thing to bits then to find out if you've got this chip inside?
No, not at all. And it is possible to install the chip in some older machines, and there's actually been a bit of a sort of strong market on eBay with people suddenly selling these chips that no one cared much for before for quite a lot of money. But if you can't upgrade, don't worry. If you've got Windows 10, as I say, it's good for the next 4 or 5 years.
That's worth knowing. So there's plenty of time to iron out any bugs we've got with other software working on it.
Yeah, precisely. And you know, a typical PC life might be around sort of 5 or 6 years, maybe more if you're lucky. So if you've got something now that won't support it, perhaps in 5 years' time you might be looking to replace the machine anyway.
Yeah, that's a good point. But if in doubt, always contact your friendly local computer experts.
Of course, yeah.
They are very, very helpful.
They are very helpful, yes, I have to say. They've been very helpful to us. And, you know, I would say the shop you're buying it from, but to be fair, not all of them are computer experts. They're salesmen.
So we're very happy to supply computers. Obviously, that's part of what we do. We specialise in for business as sort of specialist systems. But yeah, as I say, most computers will come with Windows 11 now, possibly Windows 10. But if it's coming with 10, it should have that free upgrade. It's something that you might want to check and ask the person if it comes with 10, because not everything does, but anything new should do, really.
So if you buy it and it's got 10 in it, can you go backwards if you need to for some of your software if you're buying a new computer?
If you do the upgrade, so whether it's new or an existing one, you do have 30 days to roll back. So if you go to Windows 11 and you find something doesn't quite work properly or you don't like it, you can still roll it back. We only get that 30-day window to do so.
Okay, so that's quite a lot of testing to do in 30 days. You just never know. Okay. But if in doubt, just leave it alone and wait.
Yeah, exactly. Windows 10 is great. It works well. You've got years left on it, so you'll still get all your security updates.
Can you turn off that thing that says you're now ready for Windows 11?
There are ways of doing it, yes. It's not that simple and easy, and they probably will get pushier and more.
They did with Windows 10. I remember that. Just have a free upgrade. No, I don't want one. Go away.
Yes, there are ways of doing it. I'm sure there'll be a nice, easy tool online as well.
There will be.
Yes. Not as easy as turning off that wretched paperclip.
Oh, the paperclip. You used to remember the paperclip. I remember somebody shouting out quite a long string of swear words when that paperclip came up in an office I was working in many years ago. Thank you for that, Andrew. That's really, really useful. And if in doubt, they can always ring White Computers and say, help. What am I doing? Is it worth doing? And what's my computer like? And you can tell them.
Yeah, exactly. So we can let you know.
How can they get in touch with you?
So best thing to do, just have a look online. So search for White Computers. You can give us a call on 898-250. But of course, you can find all the details online and send a message through our website if you like.
Excellent.
Magic.
Thank you. Have you anything else to add, Andrew, before we go? Thank you very much indeed. See you again soon.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.